It's Tina Smith.
Well, good morning. How are you doing today, Senator?
I'm doing well. How are you in Bemidji? It must be like 99 below there this morning, right?
20 below with a near 40 below wind chill. But yeah,
oh my God.
We're here.
Yeah.
The car started.
Yeah.
It's fine. But I understand that a law that you helped get through, it recently came into effect, something about emergency room billing, right?
Yeah, yeah. So on January 1st, the No Surprises Act went into effect, and this is a big deal. It says that no one who goes into an emergency room should come to find out a couple weeks later some sort of surprise medical bill that you weren't expecting. This happens all the time to people. Maybe you were in the emergency room and you ended up seeing an out-of-network anesthesiologist or a lab that was out-of-network. It wasn't your fault. You didn't call up that care. But you got stuck with the bill. And our legislation says that you can't be charged for that anymore. It happens all the time to people. About 1 in 5 people who go to the emergency room end up with some sort of a surprise bill. And we put a stop to that with the No Surprises Act.
And how big can these surprise bills get? I imagine in the several thousands, right?
Absolutely. I talked to somebody yesterday who told me that they had a broken arm and they went to the emergency room. They had insurance, and weeks later they got a bill for $15,000. He said, you know, I can't afford that. That's not in my budget. And that's not fair to the person because they didn't intend to get that kind of out-of-network care. So it can be a big deal. And what we'd say is to the hospitals and the insurance companies and the doctors, we say, you figure it out and don't expect the consumer to pay that extra bill. It's an important piece of consumer protection legislation, and it'll also help to lower people's healthcare costs, which is, of course, another big deal for folks right now.
So what other work is going on to address some of this other ways that we end up with surprise medical bills, maybe outside the emergency room?
Well, I'm happy to say that in Minnesota, we actually have passed legislation at the state level that helps to protect people from surprise lab charges and other kinds of special charges that people weren't expecting. This also can help people that might find themselves with a surprise bill because of scheduled surgery. So it's broader than just emergency rooms, though I think most of the problem that we see are folks that have that have surprise bills that come from emergency rooms. And I also would like to say this is part of a bigger effort that we need to keep on working on to lower healthcare costs for everyone. It's honestly why we need to get the Build Back Better bill passed and over the finish line, because there's important provisions in that legislation to help lower prescription drug costs, which is such an expense for people.
Well, I know that a big package is pretty contentious among both houses of federal government, but wish you luck with all that.
We're going to get her done. We're going to find a way.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today, Senator Smith. I'm sure we'll chat again soon.
Talk with you soon. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.